Parshas Pinchas. I'd like to talk about this shiur about something that is sensitive, that it's something that is very fine. It's a very, very complicated, a very complex, very delicate process that this parsha talks about. The halacha is, Rashi brings it over here already, that Pinchas, Vaidaber Hashem Moshe, and Pinchas, Belazim Aaron HaKohen, Heishves Chamos, and Bnei Yisrael, Vekanes, Kenos, Vesoicham, etc., etc. So he's over here, Rashi brings in Pasuk Zayin, in a previous parasha, Vayar Pinchas, Ro Mais Vinizka Halacha. Pinchas saw the story that happened with Cosby, saw the story that terrible thing happened with the Znus that was done, Be'enu Kol Eido, front of the whole Klal Yisrael, with a terrible Chil Hashem. Everyone was crying. It was a disaster. Klal Yisrael was falling apart. Pinchas ben Elozman Aaron HaKohen. Pinchas ben Elozman Aaron HaKohen saw. Says Rashi, what did he saw? Ra Maisav Nizka Halacha. He saw the action. He saw what was going on. And he remembered the Halacha. Omalei the Moshe. He said to Moshe Beinu, Mekublani Mimcha. I was Mekabel from you. I accepted from you. I learnt. Haboy Laramis Kanoim Poigimboy. If a person sees a Jew having relations with a Aramis, with a non-Jewish woman, Kanoim have a right to be Poigea in him, have a right to annihilate him. In other words, I'm not asking you the question. I'm just inferring that is correct. O Malay, crying in the Igrisa, Ihu Lehevet Pavanka. Let the reader of the letter be the one who fulfills out his commands. Miyad v'yikach remach b'yodah, he took a remach, he took a spear, and he went and killed. So, that was Pinchas. Let's understand this exactly. The Sifsa Chomim brings down that this is a very, very unique halacha. V'imbar ha-kanoi little reshus mi beistin. If a kanoi comes along and asks permission from the beistin whether he should go along and kill this boy Laramis, the halacha is ein moirin loy. We do not pass an halacha for him. Afa pi shehu pishas maisa. Moshe hitzrich Pinchas lokum me'elo v'lasas ha-maisa. In other words, it had to be done at the time. No questions asked. You've got to know the halacha yourself and do it. If you'd come along and ask a shayla in Basin, Basin would tell you, no, don't do it. Where else do we find such an interesting halacha that it's a correct thing to do, but we won't paskin that's what you should do? The Torah is full of osa and mutter. The Torah is full of asay and leis asays. The Torah is full of chayim mitzvos beis and chayim mitzvos koris, reward and punishment. Where is a situation where the Torah tells us that, you know what, that's a correct thing to do, but we won't tell you to do that? What's the idea behind this? What's the idea? If it's correct, tell us to do this. If it's not correct, then we shouldn't do it, even if you think of it ourselves. What's the idea of Kanoim Poigim Boy? What's the idea behind this? So this is, Rabbi Yisrael, a completely new Chelik of Torah. This is nothing to do with Mutter or Osser. It's nothing to do with going to ask your Rav, what should I do in this situation? It's about Shikul Hadas. It's about coming to the decision yourself. Coming, your knee-jerk reaction to a position of power, of Pinchas' power to do something in a time when nobody knew what else to do, and he was correctly motivated and correctly positioned to do the Maisa in order to save the entire Klal Yisrael. And that's what I like to talk about. I like to talk about not Osa Mutter. I like to talk about the decision-making process of what happened in this parasha and how badly wrong it went and how wonderfully right it went for others. Let's go to the parasha. In Perek Chofei, and the end of Parshas Bolak, hope you allow me to do a little bit of Parshas Bolak, because it's really the introduction to Parshas Pinchas. End of Parshas Bolak, Perek Chof Aleph. Ve'yeshev Yisrael b'shittim. Klal Yisrael dwelt in Shittim. Ve'yelei cha'om liznois el benois moyov. And the Klal Yisrael went out to do znus with benois moyov. Okay, Perek Chofei, Pasuk Aleph. End of Parshas Bolak. Now let's understand who we're talking about, Rabbi Yisrael. A few psukim before that. What did Bilam say? Lehibit oven biyakoy v'leiro omol biyisrael. He never saw anything, no iniquity in Yaakov. He never saw anything wrong with Klal Yisrael. They were a perfect nation. And here they are, Vayeshev Yisrael Beshittim, Vayochel Ha'om Lizness Ebono Yisnoyev, and they went and started to do Znus with Moyov. Not only that, says the parasha, they told them to call them in to do sacrifices to their gods. And they ate and they bowed down to their gods. And Klal Yisrael became attached to Baal Peor. And Klal Yisrael had obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry with them, and the Magefa began. What happened, Rabbi? So we're not dealing here with secular people who know nothing about Yiddishkeit. We're talking about Klal Yisrael, who Bilam had no choice but to call them perfect. And now V'yochel Om Liznos Es Bnei Yismael. What happened? How did this happen? So there's a few beautiful pieces from Zalman Sorotzkin, Oznayin HaTorah, and it all fits into a beautiful the picture here is a beautiful picture. He says as follows, and we've talked about this many times in Shir. A Yetzer Hara will never come to tell you, you know what, I'd like you to become a Christian. A priest, never mind. You know, from a yeshiva bocha become a Christian priest. He'll never do that. No person became a murderer overnight. A person becomes unsensitized, becomes a mushchus, and slowly, or faster, you know, it depends at different speed, but a person's not become a rasha overnight. It's a small, very subtle process that takes a person from a tzaddik to an absolute rasha. Vayoshev Yisrael b'shittim. Vayeshev Yisrael b'shittim. What's the Loshon Shittim? Shittim is a Loshon, Meloshon Moshoit Ba'oretz. Moshoit Ba'oretz means to browse around the city. To browse around, go out and check out what's going on. Is there anything wrong with Klal Yisrael leaving Anone HaKovod and going along to check out what's on for sale in the Savile Row shops, in the designer shops in Moyov? What's wrong? You know, they're stuck in this bubble with this sorry alofim, sorry meyos, all this auspices, all this hashkocha. They're going out, finished, letting it all go a little bit. Today, going to go to Yoshu Sol B'Shittim, they're going out to Shittim, they're going to go to tour Moyov, see what's going on in the Kenyonim, in the shopping centers of Moyov. Says in Medrash, what happened? This was a very, very, very delicate, very beautifully planned attack by Moyov. What did they do? They came in and they saw kutna, they saw bli pishton, they saw flax clothing in the sun, you know, even if it wasn't that hot in the Ananiah covered, is something which is very nice. They've been living in their clothes since they left Mitzrayim. Yeah, it's about time they got a bit of fresh clothing over here. About time their Ananiah covered, their clothing grew on them. So who knows, they may be walking around with a baby grow with two buttons at the back of the frock. Who knows? You know, and it grew with them, it washed their clothing. They decided to get a bit of, you know, see what the fashion is like on the high street. So off they went. What happened? Standing by the door there is a frumpy, middle-aged saleswoman. Okay? Come inside. Yeah, can I show you something around? Very unattractive woman. Fine. How much is it? Oh, this suit? This is from, you know, the plains of Midian. This is not something. $500. $500. Well, you know, still, Baruch Hashem of the wealth of Mitzrayim. Haven't really spent it on very much. There's still a lot of money. Thinking about this, scratching your head, making your calculations. Back of behind the counter, a very pretty young woman comes out. Says, oh, nice to meet you. How much did she say? It's $500? You know what? This is all brought down in the Medrash. Between you and me, come to the back room. We'll try and negotiate a better deal. Sits down in the back room there. The calculator works out the thing. After 10 minutes, works out, you know what? I'll do it for 300. Only because it's you. Because it's you, I think you're a gentleman. I'm happy to do it with you. Wow, $200 off. Fantastic. 40% reduction. Great. Whew, this calls a celebration. Okay, open a wine cabinet. Fine. Let's pour some wine. Is there any Issa V'yai Nesech? Absolutely not. Is there any Issa Yichud? No, people can come in and out. There's no Issa Yichud at that stage. Right? Are they doing anything wrong, Rabbi Yisai? Deraisa? No. Ah, another wine kicks in. And suddenly somebody very pretty looks even prettier, because even somebody ugly looks pretty with a bit of wine. Right? And suddenly this woman is suddenly attractive. this woman is something, is somebody that, that their mind is not able to control correctly, and she offers them to do znus for them. They're not in the right mind anymore. You know, okay, but it's going to cost money. No, it's not. All I need you is to do one thing. Now, I've got a little avodah zara here. It's called Baal Pa'ur. You know what it takes to do Baal Pa'ur? All you have to do is do the most despicable act in front of it. Don't even bow down to it. Don't have to. All you have to do is defecate in front of this avodah zara. You know, that's the biggest of bizarre. That's it. That's all you have to do. And Rabbi Yisai, it took yeshiva bocha. It took tzaddikim. And this small step by step by step, by yochel, the yeshiv yisol b'shit, and they went out. Nothing wrong with going out to a shopping. Nothing wrong with getting a reduction. Nothing wrong with negotiating. Nothing wrong with drinking wine. But he reaches a stage where Rachmana Litzlan, that's it, it's too late. It's a point of no return. And by yochel ha'om liznois oz b'nois moyov, and they did znus, and they did avodah zara as well. Tiyahori v'aliyavos. That's what happens. Which means, shikul hadas, decision-making process, is sometimes so difficult to determine, it's so difficult to define, that you don't even realize you're making decisions. You're not even aware that this decision, which looks so trivial, looks so small, actually is a step towards a much bigger decision, that if you don't take this seriously right now, lead you up to another step, to Rachman and Son, lead to Avodah Zorah and Gila Reis. That is what happened over here. And what did this cause? 24,000 people died, besides everyone else that the Chazal talk about. One has to take attention of the small decisions. Vayochel ha'om niznois. They began hischilu. Vayochel ha'om niznois. They began to do znus. Where was this znus being taken? Where was this being done? It was done in the camp of Moav. It wasn't even done in Jewish camp. They could have made the stop there. They could have said, "Avisa, anyone who's found the Bnei Moav now is going to be put into cheirim." Yeah, Nogalam Itachadorim. It didn't. So what happened? Another decision. Another not making a decision made a decision. They began to make parties with them. And started making parties. And eventually what happened was they moved over and they actually brought them into the Machne. And they came, started walking around the Machne. What happened then? They brought them into the Machne, started roaming around the Machne. They could have said, any Midianist who's found over here, Bnei Smoiva found over here, will kill them. No, they allowed them to come in, and eventually the Nasi of Shevet Shimon, one of the greatest people in that generation, one of the greatest people who probably lived ever, Dorodeo, he, Rachman Islam, did Znus in front of the whole Klal Yisrael in a complete show of total disregard for anything Kaddish. That is a koyach of decision by decision. You sometimes ask yourself, how is it possible that a person from a frum family, a person who's a good man, how is it possible that he can end up doing terrible, terrible things, selling trade for chickens and monsi? How can he do such a thing? It didn't happen in one day. How is it possible a person can do a scandal the kind of size of Madoff? How do you do such a thing? The answer, it didn't happen in a day. There was one moment in time where he did one deal that wasn't quite straight, and one thing pulled onto the other, and eventually ended up as a swindle of the century. That's the way it goes. And that's the first limud. The first limud is shikul hadas. It's not osa umuta. It's about where is this going to lead. Going out, the first step wrong was v'yeshiv yisrael b'shittin, decided to go out of the machne, to go around checking out what the high street shops are selling. Is anything wrong with that? Midaraisa, absolutely not, but you have to plan ahead, you have to see where it's going to lead you in the future. If that can cause Rachman Litzlan for Nossi to go off the derech, to go along and be killed eventually by one of Klal Yisrael, that is where things lead, one step at a time. That's one understanding. Let's carry on. What happened then? It says Apostle Clayton, Apostle Zion. Vayar Pinchas ben Azman Aaron Akoyin Vayokum Etoicha Eidu Vayikach Reimach Biyodoy Vayovoy Acha Ish Yisrael Ala Kubo. He came to this Kubo, came to this little Butkala here, the Oihel. Vayid Koreshneim, and he stabbed them both, Eis Ish Yisrael Ve'es Isha El Kuboso Vateotzar Hamageifo Ma'al B'nei Yisrael. and the Magepha stopped from within Klal Yisrael. The Mason by Magepha Abo the Esrim Eder, 24,000 people died. Now, if you look through this carefully, there's a tremendous limud coming from this few psukim. There are people dying right, left and centre. The people dropping dead on the street. What's happening here? Why are they dying? Why? What's this going on suddenly? Why is this Magepha? It's clear that the Magepha is because they are doing znus and they deserve this Magepha. V'yichaf Hashem. So Rabbi said, Gvalting Geshrigan, stop! Rabbi Hashem is killing you. Do you not see what's going on? Use your eyes. There's a Magepha, there's a plague going through Klal Yisrael, wiping out families. Stop! Do you think they stopped? They didn't. The Pasuk says, you know what stopped them? Pinchas went along and stabbed them to death, made the first human shish kebab, and only then, Vatasa Magepha, then it stopped. Why? Why did that small act of Pinchas killing those two stop people doing the znus, and therefore stop the Magepha? Why wasn't the Magepha itself enough to be a warning sign, stop what you're doing? Anger. Why wasn't that enough? Why was Pinchas' act? Why was that different? Says as Naim the Torah, another beautiful, beautiful pshat. Now you hear sometimes a father, a husband, a person who is a president, okay? They misbehave. And they misbehave. And you can't imagine what went into their heads. What exactly happened? What is this person lacking? That they misbehave, that they have an affair, that they do such ridiculously stupid things. What happened to these people? What's going on? So what are you asking? What's going on? So they apologize. First they deny it. If you can't deny it, they apologize. And if you can't apologize, what's a classic thing they say? I just couldn't control myself. It was beyond my... You know, it was something I was infatuated. I was stricken by Cupid. You know, I was blinded by the money. Who knows? They blame it on human weakness. It just, you know, it was a human weakness. I don't know what got into me then. It was human weakness. In other words, they're saying, I couldn't control myself. There's nothing I could have done. If I would have made a decision otherwise, I would have made that decision. I just couldn't make that decision. Klal Yisrael had just received the Torah. Listen to this very, very carefully. Klal Yisrael had just received the Torah. Klal Yisrael had watched how HaKadosh Baruch Hu had offered the Torah to different nations. He'd gone to the Bnei Esav and he said, Bnei Esav, do you want the Torah? We want the Torah. What does it say inside? What does it say inside? What is it? Don't steal. What is it? Lo Yisirtzach. Don't murder. Don't murder? Nah. Impossible. Us? We live on murder. Which means they're saying that what the Torah says is Asa is impossible for us. We live by the sword. It's impossible. Not Pshat, it's difficult, it's impossible. They went to Bnei Shmuel and asked them, you know, and they... And what was it? Znus. Do me a favor, Znus. Come on, we live by Znus. And they went to each nation and they brought out the weakness that the nation had. And not Pshat, they said, oh, it's a little bit difficult, you know, something that we'd have to work on. No, it's Pshat impossible, and therefore there's nothing we can do about it. We cannot receive the Torah. They saw that. Eventually the Malach came to Klal Yisrael and Klal Yisrael said, Nase v'nishma. Whatever it is, we don't have to look at any of the details, none of the fine print, we go for it. We'll go for it, that's it. Now Rabbeisai, not long after receiving the Torah, they haven't seen generations of Bnei Torah, they haven't seen generations of Nisyonos, they haven't seen generations of people who have fought against temptation from the big, wide, secular world and have fought against it and have become Elech Yidden. They haven't been in generations where people have had all the Nisyonos and come out shining. They haven't seen that. They come now through a desert, they've been protected by the Nanei HaKavod, they've been living with Moshe Rabbeinu, they've been living with Nissim, and suddenly we have a group of Benois Moya, Benois Midian, we have Goyim willing to do Znus. We can't! This is human nature. Try putting a beautiful looking woman in front. It's impossible! What do you want from us? Torah is mamish, it's impossible. It's Torah min hashamayim hi. Torah is meant for Malachim, it's not meant for us. We cannot possibly do this. Christianity. 613 mitzvahs. Just believe in the Savior. That's all we need. He can't. It's impossible. What human failings can do that. And that is why, by the way, the church hates Jews so much. And that is why they try and missionarize Jews. Is because we are proving to them that it is possible to keep the mitzvahs. And you're just copping. You copped out early. That's all. You just said you can't keep it. It is possible. We are keeping the mitzvahs. Everything. Even not Rabbeinu Tam. You know, not keeping Zman Rabbeinu Tam, Motzei Shabbos. But we're keeping it. No, that's what we're doing. Listen to this. Says Zman Rabbeinu Torah. That what happened here was, Klal Yisrael had this terrible Nisoyon, and they said, Rabbi Isai, it's impossible. Torah is min Hashemayim. It's not meant for human beings. It's meant for Malachim. It's not possible for us to control ourselves. That's it. Human weakness. Blame it on whatever you want, but we can't. And you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Rabbi Isai, wake up, I'll give you a charein af. I'll give you a magefa here. So Klal Yisrael see a magefa sweeping through Klal Yisrael. You know what they say to themselves? Look at us. We do the smallest thing wrong, and they get wiped out. Look at the goyim. Look what they did. They gave up their own daughters for this. Anything happened to them? Nothing. You see? The Torah is not for us. You see it's impossible to live as a Jew? One little step wrong, we're killed. And therefore, this magefa was gamzen nichnas b'kal v'chomer. The magefa itself was a proof to their svaros it's impossible to live as a Jew. We can't. And therefore, even when the magefa started sweeping through Klal Yisrael, they didn't say, we made a mistake. They didn't say, we should have done better. You know what they said? Chaval, we took the Torah, because it's impossible to live by. We cannot possibly do this. So what happened? Pinchas. Pinchas came along, and they're watching outside the camp. They're watching outside. And obviously, you know, Cosby was something special, right? And there's a lot going on there. Zimri probably had a good taste, right? And you know, and you see Pinchas there. He didn't come in with a spear. He came inside there, and he's going into the tent. Ah, you see, another good Jew bit the dust. You see, look at this Pinchas. He also can't control himself. Yeah, but you know, human weakness. He's going in to where the znus is taking place. He's also fallen in. And he comes out, Rabbi Isai, and not only does he not do the Avera, he is so passionate about Avodas Hashem that he's willing to risk his life to show Rabbi Isai this is wrong, and he went in front of the whole of Shevet Levi and murdered their Nossi. Sorry, Shimon. And murdered their Nossi. And finally, Klal Yisrael got a Hiruho Tshuva. Finally, Klal Yisrael got a whack across their face. Look at this. A person of flesh and blood. A man. A regular person. Can not only not be enticed by this tremendous temptation, but he can go along there and he can make a stand against the Yetzer Hara and bravely give up his whole life for the sake of MS. That was a Hiruho Tshuva. And that's what Pinchas was able to do. The Magath wasn't able to do that, but Pinchas was. And this is this week's parasha, or last week's parasha. It's not about osa and muta. It's about, first of all, realizing that that making a small decision sometimes ends up with very, very terrible, terrible consequences if you don't take the small decision seriously. And secondly, is our understanding that often we make a decision that we're not capable. We make a decision that is too much for us. You know, Hashem understands where we're coming from. Of course he does. And that's why he gave us the Torah. And that's why he gave us Torah's Tavlin. And that is why he knows that we are capable. And if a person puts himself into the Nisoyon, he can go out of the Nisoyon. And he can be a Pinchas. And that's this week's parasha. And that is finally when they realize that the Magefa stopped because Klal Yisrael did Tshuva and they realize their fatal mistake. That is on the Sadhara. On the Salah Toiv, Pinchas. Who was Pinchas? Vaydaba Hashem Meishleim of Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyin. Rabbi Yisai, if you look in the Sefer Torah, Pinchas is with a little yud. Yud Ze'ira says, it's brought on the side. A little yud. Smaller than. What is this little yud? Says again as Nine Matayri, you know what the little yud is? A kleine yid. A little yid. That was Pinchas. Pinchas is a Yud Zeira, a little Yid. totally anonymous, totally unknown. The only place to talk about Pinchas was that Aaron married Ben Putti. Yeah, that his mother was a daughter of the Putti of Yisroel. That's all we know about Pinchas. A totally anonymous person. Every single element of who he was should have said, keep out of trouble, keep out of this, it's not for you. You know, decisions are for the big boys, keep out of this. Ask Zayin Torah, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen did so much for Klal Yisrael and it didn't get any reward like Pinchas got? They stood in the lurch, stood in the breach when it was for the Egel, or when it was for Adas Korach. They stood there and they fought for Klal Yisrael, and they fought to Rabbein Shem to save Klal Yisrael, and nothing. Here, Pinchas did a little act. He kills a couple of people and he gets his big schar. You know the answer is? Because if a great thing is done by a great person, it's expected. When a great thing is done by a small person, that's heroic. And that deserves much, much more schar. Pinchas, a little yid. Yud Zeira, a little yid. Totally unknown. He sees Moshe Rabbeinu, he sees Klal Yisrael falling apart. Boichim, what are we supposed to do? He stood up and he made a decision. And he said, it doesn't matter what anyone else is doing, I don't have to follow the crowd if something is going wrong. Pinchas, Ben Elazar, Ben Aaron HaKohen, what's the Pasuk telling us here? That everything about him shouldn't be doing. What's this Ben Elazar, Ben Aaron HaKohen? What is a Kohen? What is a Kohen? A Kohen is somebody which Chazal say never goes out to Muhammad. In fact, if a Kohen kills somebody, it's also for him to do Birchas Kohenim. Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha Shalom. He's supposed to be Shalom. If a Kohen horages a nefesh apostle, he's apostle for Avodah. How does he know what a Remach looks like? How does he know how to kill somebody with a spear? His house is all about Ava, v'achva, v'shalom, v'reyos, and he is the one. He goes out and kills people? Him, a Kohen? What kind of Kohen? Ben Aaron HaKohen, was Oyev Shalom v'Reidev Shalom. He was all about doing peace and fighting for peace and running after peace and making peace. And he goes along and does the most unpeaceful thing. He murders two people in broad daylight in front of all Klal Yisrael. Yes. You know why? Because that's Ratzon Hashem. And a small person can make a decision and he can say, it doesn't matter what everyone else is doing. If something has to be done, I will do it. It doesn't matter what history we have. It doesn't matter it's been done this way until now. I am a small person and I can change the way the world looks. Take a Reb Noach Weinberg, what he's done for Kiruv. Take a Sarah Schneer, what she did for Beis Yaakov. Take a Chaim Volozhiner, what he did for Yeshivas. And we can. A Yud Zeira can make all that difference. A decision is so powerful that he can take somebody from a regular person, from a Pinchas, and make him that he becomes supernatural, superhuman. He becomes Elio HaNovi that never died. That's what a person can become. He becomes superhuman. It's not possible for the Malach HaMovis to have any contact with him, to fight with him. He posha goes up to Shemaim alive. That is Pinchas. That's Elio HaNovi. And that is the capacity of every human being to make that decision. But, there's a big but. One would imagine, but after Pinchas, Ben Lozman, Aaron HaKohen stopped this Magefa, you know, and he saved major parts of Klal Yisrael, who knows who would be next. One would imagine, you know, he'd be given, you know, there'd be a big dinner in the middle of the desert, and he'd be put up there on a top table, and, you know, the paparazzi, and he'd be given a sign of respect, and they know he'll be knighted or lauded or who knows what, right? What happens, says a pasuk, Pinchas ben Lozman Aaron HaKohen, why do you have to go into the Yichus? Says Rashi, Lefi shehoya hashvotim mevaznoi, not Shevet Levi, hashvotim mevaznoi soy. This Pinchas, what a chutzpah, they mevazah him. What's mevazah him? They're abusing him. Here isen ben putti zeh, did you see this ben putti? What's ben putti? This child of this Oved Avodah Zarah, Shepitim Avi Imoy, that his grandfather, his mother's father, Yisroi, Agolin Avodah Kachovim, they stuffed animals for Avodah Zarah, for Horag Nosi Shevet B'Yisrael, and he went with a chutzpah to kill a Nosi from Shevet from Klal Yisrael. Lefikach Bo'akos V'Yachsei Acha Aaron, the apostle came along and said, no, forget about Yisroi. Let's talk about Aaron. Two kashas. Number one, what happened to these people? What happened? Are they crazy on the Meshuggah? Here they have a hero who stood up and he saved them from dying. Went against Sacharon Af. Clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved what he did. Because it stopped. The Megafa stopped after he did what he did. So appreciate it. If you don't appreciate it, at least be quiet. But what's the apostle do? No, they abused him. Ah, look at this. Ah, this little Chevroman over here. His grandfather was Yisroi. Right? Who served over the Avodah Zarah. And he got along and killed a shaver from a Nasi. Okay, one kasha. The other kasha is, says the Pasuk, no, it's Ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. The Pasuk says, no, he's not. He's Ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. I'm sorry, is that a stira to Pitaim? He's a grandchild of Aaron. Thank you, but he's a grandchild of Yisro as well. So how does it work that the Pasuk exactly over here is trying to cover up the fact is, how did that answer what these naysayers were saying? How does it cover up what these Litzonim were saying? Still, he's still Ben Pitzim's there. So how does it help this Ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen? Rav Chaim Shem Levitz, a lot of the Bali Musa say as follows. You look later on in the parasha, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a Brith Shalom. Shalom, the world sees Shalom as somebody who's peaceful. You know, somebody who has, he doesn't make violent demonstrations. He's a man of peace. He goes around reconciling people. He's dealing with people's sensitivities. He's quiet. He's composed. He's a person who one can talk to, and he never gets excited. That's a person who's Shalom. Because Apostle Kano, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, he gets the Brith Shalom. He is Shalom. Shalom does not mean being peaceful. Shalom means doing anything necessary in order to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. Shalom ben Avinu lel Bashamayim, to make Shalom between us and Ribbono shel Olam. If it means making peace between Am L'Chaveira Adarabba, but if it means going along and killing somebody too, that's also Shalom. And you get a peace prize for doing killing somebody as well. You get a peace prize for killing somebody because that is peace. Oyhev Shalom, v'roidev Shalom. Some people explain. Oyhev Shalom means love Shalom. V'roidev Shalom, sometimes you've got to chase away Shalom. Roidev, chase it away. Sometimes the peace, we're not making peace now, we're going out to war. The G'dayle Oilam, sometimes we're the most peaceful people, most loving people, most lovable people, and sometimes they went along and they made war. Because that is Pinchas. Now, the problem is though, where did it come from? To be a kanoi, is something that has to be determined. Where is this coming from? Is it coming from a chelik of rotzen for loving a Kadosh Baruch Hu, or are you a thug? Are you a thug? People who are big kanos against, I'm going to go into details now, against G'dayle Olam, Rachmana Litzlan, for Nachal HaCharedi. Who knows? Are they right? Are they wrong? I have an opinion whether they're right or wrong. But even if they are making these Afghanis, Rachmana Litzlan, are they doing it for the correct purposes? Is it coming because they're Vilde Chayes? Or is it coming because they really believe that that is not Ratzon Hashem? And they know their knee-jerk reactions come from deep, deep down of Kedusha V'Tahara, from Shimush Tmidei Chachomim, from Das Torah, from Yerushalayim, from Avas Hashem, from all these different elements, and that is why it's coming from. Here, Pinchas did something that took tremendous amount of heroics to do. But where is it coming from, Rabbi Yisai? Said the Umay Sa'ilam, you know where it's coming from? It's coming from Ben Puti Zeh. It's coming from an element of deep down genetics. That he is somebody who is still very small, mildly connected to Avodah Zarah. His grandfather was the biggest priest. Yisroi. Big over the Avodah Zarah. Do you know what Baal Pa'or is? Baal Pa'or is the ultimate symbol of secularism. Taking an Avodah Zarah and urinating, or Rahman Salam doing,
defecating
in front of it. That is what it's all about. Taking Avodah Zarah, taking spirituality, and defecating in front of it. So in other words, people were saying, ah, you know, he's still got a bit of his grandfather in him. Ah, chutzpah. His grandfather was a ger tzedek, who threw everything away. Nah, you never know. His grandchildren had something inside it. And his grandfather owed Avodah Zarah. That hurt him. He was sensitive to Avodah Zarah. But now the Baal Peor is secularism against Avodah Zarah. Ah, that's why he did it. And therefore, even though the action itself may have been correct because it stopped the Magefa, but the motive was so incorrect that is he's deserving of terrible, terrible abuse from Klal Yisrael. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're wrong. He's Pinchos ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. It came from Kedusha. It came from Tahara. It came from Shalom. It came from the depth inside him of genetics of a Tzaddik ben Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. That is where it came from. And that shows us, Rabbi Isai, that the action a person does sometimes cannot even be seen whether it was right or wrong. The decision you make is sometimes the correct one. But the way you make the decision can make all the difference whether lemaisa is considered an act of toiv or an act of ra. And that's shikul hadas. Shikul hadas is working within oneself to be so clear of one's actions that even sometimes further than that, even sometimes where the action doesn't look that great, but the motive is so great, that can override what the decision looked like. For example, I'll give a few examples. The Gemara says in Brachos, and we'll stop over here. The Gemara says in Brachos, a few them are base. The Reb Tafen, the Machlik's Besham Mesil, Beshach Buchov Gemecho, where you got to say Krishma lying down or not. And Beshamai says, you have to do it lying down. Mesil says, even when it's Beshas Shchiva, Beshas Kima. Right? Reb Tafen laid down to be Machmir like Beshamai, and he was almost killed. So he says, Kedai, I was correct to be almost killed because I was machmir like Beis Shammai. What's wrong with being machmir? Plenty of people do chumras. You should be chayv misa for being machmir. The answer is, there's machlekas ripping through Klal Yisrael. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, what do? Who do we paskin like? So we paskin like Allah is like Beis Hillel, that we're not machmir. You want to be machmir? You chayv misa for that. You're doing fantastic. I want to be machmir. No, you have no right to be machmir. You chayv misa. It's all about at the time. What is decision meaning? You know, you go to a chasna. You go to a chasna and he's dancing there and the smeh chasna and kala, zayin kailois. And it's a wonderful thing to miss smeh chasna and kala. What about the poor babysitter waiting at home? She wants to go home. She's tired. She's ready 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Your wife expects you to come home at 7 o'clock for supper. You left your mobile in your jacket pocket at home. The waiting for you is 7:10, 7:20, 7:30, puts on the soup, turns off the soup, puts on the soup, turns off the soup. You walk in the house at 8:30, big smile on your face, ah, Baruch Hashem, I did a tremendous mitzvah, I took my chavrusa to the airport. Yeah, what about Shalom Bayis? Rabbi Ari Levine went to the shop to buy an esrog. Ari Levine's a didactic in mitzvahs. In a way that was beyond our, and you all thought of Ari Levine, but it was only a nice guy. If you learn the history of Ari Levine, how to Dr. Mintz, he went to the esrog shop once to buy an esrog. He went into the shop, he bought an esrog, and he walked out. So the shop owner says, well, what's going on? Manishtana, why suddenly? He said, it says twice in the Torah, hodor. It says pre eight hodor, and it says, Vadarta Pnei Zokin. I'm on my way to visit an old man, an old age on the other side of town. And if I start messing around too long with my esrog, then I'm not going to have time to visit him. So I prefer to be machmir this hodor than the other hodor. That's decisions based on a real deep down understanding of what is Ratzon Hashem. So somebody who's nifter, a father in a family was nifter, and the son-in-law had a child. The first child, his father was a sandik for. So he had another child now, and this child, you know, one expects that his father-in-law's not around now. The father-in-law passed away, so expect now to bring a god lador or one of the rabbonim to be a sanduk. So the bris are waiting for, you know, who's going to be a sanduk. Lots of menachom is standing around, and he says mechubah v'sandukos, his oldest brother-in-law, which means a yosem. Everyone was shocked, you know. He was shocked. He never knew he was going to be the sanduk. Do you know what that did to his mother-in-law? That the husband wasn't there, the husband couldn't do it, so the son-in-law took his place. That's godless. That's godless. That's not going to take anything away from the skill of having good children. A person with a sensitivity, making a decision which isn't always what one would expect. And this is this week's parasha. This week's parasha is all about decisions. It's not necessarily the osa and the mutter we're looking up in the Shulchan Aruch, what should I be doing? It's an understanding that everything that one does in life is a decision. If you don't make the decision will be made for you. And sometimes it's a wrong one. It's first of all, there's nine of Torah over here we talked about. That how did it do all this nus? The answer is, they didn't do anything wrong, but one step after another step after another step led them from a yochel om this nus, for yeshvi sol b'shittim all the way to behine ish b'bnei sol bo v'yakriv el ochev el medyonis eini moshe eini kol das b'nei sol. Small steps. Decisions have to be made from the earliest time on. Number two, the decisions that we are able to make are in our hands. We have the capacity and the capability and the choice that Kodesh Baruch has given us to stand up and say, no, it's wrong. Nobody can walk away and say, it's too much for me, it's impossible. No, that was a mistake Klal Yisrael had, and even a Magefim and a Shemayim didn't stop that mistake. Until Pinchas came along and he said, Rabbi Yisai, I can do it. I'm like you, and I can stand up against bad, and he put that message in their heads. Nobody can walk around and say, it's just too much for me, too much of a Nisoyin. Run away from the Nisoyin, other Abba. But one has the capacity to stop. One has the capability to stand up and say no. You know, we often say this: the Seder. The Gemara says, if she didn't do the Avera, then she has children much easier, and if she has labor, difficult labor, she have easier labor. Why? Why? She's miyachid with a man. She didn't Avera. Her husband said, "Don't be miyachid." She's miyachid. She did yichud. So she didn't do znus. The yichud itself is also. It's misadereisa. So she should get now schar. The answer is, I think Rabbi Yisrael Blauzer said this, or Aaron Rabachi Bucks, I'm not sure. The answer is that she can come to Matzav Nisoy and then she can turn around and say, okay, that's it, Adkan, I'm out of here. I've done this wrong, but I've got to stop, I've got to walk out. That's it, I'm not going any further. That takes godless, and she deserves reward for that. And that's his sixth parasha. We've done terrible things, but that's it, Adkan. And that was Pinchas. The other vault we've talked, also Zayin HaTorah, was the idea that every person can become great by making their own decisions. Even a Yud Zaira, even a little Yid. And finally, what is our motive? We've got to work within ourselves for the motive. We've got to work deep, deep down. We've got to understand and purify ourselves that when the time comes to make decisions, it should not be the Ben Puti Zeh, but it should be the Pinchas Ben Loz Ben Aaron HaKohen that makes these decisions. And that will, Be'ezus Hashem, bring us to greatness and greatness. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should reach positions where we can stand in the breach and make the decisions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do every single time.